Okay, Rabotai. I want to let's learn the Gemara, and we'll speak out some of the horrors. So the Gemara says, "Lamali lemisna zeome ani matzatiya vazeome amitzatiya zeome kula sheli vazeome kula sheli." Listening chada katani says the Gemara. Just about one case. Taka one case. Zeome ani matzatiya vakula sheli vazeome ani matzatiya vakula sheli. But listening ani matzatiya vani ani yadana de kula sheli. Itani matzatiya hava amina my matzatiya reitiya. What would you think that when you say I found it? It means that I saw it. I saw it first. Yeah, okay. So now says the Gemara, I would think that if it says Matsatiya, it means Ra'iya, right, that when I see it, right, I saw it first, and I would learn from here, from this Mishnah, that Ra'iya Ba'alma is Kaina. Kamashmalan, that it says Kula Shali. Kamashmalan, it says Kula Shali, that tells me that he did a Hagba. Right? So Rashi says over here, it's a Kaidim Shahagba Saisa. Reitia koidim shag basa. So the mafarshim, they get busy with this. What do you mean koidim shag basa? So should be reitia koidim shag atara ita ota. Right? Not hagba. The mashal asked that. Yeah? Okay, yeah? What do you mean koidim shag bata ota? Reitia's koinus. You have to see it before he sees it, not before he picks it up. Say this. Some change the girsa. Fine. Okay. But reitia kani midikatani yachloku. That also, that midikatani yachloku is a big headache in Rashi, but lo lachshav. Okay. Now, says Rashi, tana kula shali. Rashi says, "What's the taich kula sheli?" Bechazaka gemura sheegbati tchila v'ata tafastim yadi. That's the taina of kula sheli. So taina of kula sheli means is that the way I understand what Rashi means is that he's saying I know categorically that it's mine. It's all mine. Any safek baze, right? Yeah. So how do I know that? Must be that I picked it up. It was re'ia. Who says that? Maybe you saw it first. Maybe I saw it first. Me or there? Right? Yeah. So Mamela says that's why it says kula sheli. Ani matzatiya vekula sheli. Right. So that shows you that re'iyah is not koina.
Well, if it's seen works in a kinyan, then what's the sofek?
What do you mean? It? Maybe he saw it first.
Okay, we can have a story about who picked it up first.
No, I'm telling you. What do you mean? You grabbed it from my hand. I was holding it. I was holding it. Okay. Yeah.
We work just the same in the
kinyan. Yeah. Says they ask the Gemara, "Mi matzat zamris? My matzatir reitia." V'ha'amar Ravnoi u'matzata da'ate liyadei mashma. So this is a very interesting pasuk. Yeah, that this is the pasuk, this is the same one of the central pasukim of Eilu Matzias. Right, it says v'chen ta'ase lechamoro. You have to return an aveda. V'chen ta'asim lator. V'chen ta'ase lechol avedat achicha asher to'avad mimenu u'matzata lo tuchal lehit'alem. Now the funny thing is in this pasuk, so the Gemara is asking, how do you say metziah means seeing? All right, the pasuk says that it means picking up. The pashtus of the pasuk means it means seeing. the pashtus of the pasuk is that it means seeing. The pasuk is saying if you see an aveda chamorov is there, right? You have to pick it up. It says you have to do return it. But lo tuchal lehit'alem. Right? What's lo tuchal lehit'alem? Don't hide your eyes. Don't say, I can't be bothered for the Hashavat Aveda. Just, go home. Right? Yeah? Pashtus, you haven't picked it up yet. So Matzatiya means you found it. You see it there. That's what it means. Elowah. So Rashi, Lechor, is bavorning this. Rashi says that, no, the Gemara is Doiresh, right? From Avedat Achicha, right? That it's even for a Goy, even when you picked it up. And the Gemara is Doiresh, that the Pasuk means that you actually picked it up. Right, yeah? Now that comes out from Drosha Sakra, right? But Lamaisa, the Maskana of the Gemara, is that Umatzata means that you picked it up, right? Okay? So Matzatiya means to pick it up. Yeah? Okay? Now, that's what Rashi says here, no? Umatzata da'at eliyade mashma, afilo hachi, achicha velo ovid kochavim, velo teima, kimiet rachmano ovid kochavim, hechdolo at eliyade, di Yisrael lo mechaiv, lemitrachalea v'lahadura, v'la'ateliyadei mechayiv lahazara, the avedato asura. Even if it came to you, don't think that you're only a goy. Even if you pick it, if you do pick it up, then you have to be, and you have to return things. There we learn out. Achicha matzata. So matzata comes out, right? Is that it means to pick up? Said it, right? Okay. Now, says the Gemara. In matzata dekra da'at eliyadei mashma. Ramiya tana lishna da'alma nachid. But I think that the tana is using lishna da'alma the way people think. Like nowadays, same thing. When you see something, you say, I found it. And you see it. Ah, I found it. Right? So you think umatzata means that you just saw it. Rav gav delati yad debriya ba'alma kani. And the kulah sheli debriya ba'alma lo kani. Okay, good. Now. Okay, look. I don't want to get into this too much, right? But there's the Rishonim are being metapol with a little bit. What's the Havamina that Re'ia would be koine? Right? Well, what is the Havamina that Re'ia would be koine? What kind of kinyan is that exactly? Right. So the Ritva points out that Avada and others point this out. Other Rishonim point this out as well. Avada the Havamin is that Re'ia would only ever be koine in Metzia. Why? Because by Metzia you don't have a das acheres makanilo. Right, yeah? In other words, there's no rishus that you need to take it from. Right? If there's a rishus that I need to take it from, me seeing it is not, yeah, obviously. Yeah, where efo yesh ba'alut shama, right? Yeah, I go to your house, you know. I go to your house and I see your table, so it has there's epis a havamin that shows any level of bilus of adana, right? There's not even a havamin on such a thing. Yeah. However, when something is ownerless, when something is ownerless and it's sort of, you know, it's in limbo, it's in space, it's totally just out there, you know, floating through the ether. As soon as it comes to someone's attention, so now it has a shaykhus to that person, right? Yeah, the person has now it's come closer towards his rishud. I don't mean his physical rishud. I mean his world, right? Yeah, without trying to sound too airy fairy. Yeah. So the Havamina is that maybe that would taka be a kinyan. That's called somewhat a hachnasa l'rishusay. This thing doesn't have anywhere to be. Ah, I see it, and I'm honing in on that. Yeah, that dos is mine, right, yeah? So there's a Havamina that would be a kinyan. Dafka from Hefka, for Shteitzach, right, yeah? But davon kinyan. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah is telling you that, no, that's not true, okay? That's the basic, Masha Alabi Adenu. They make diukim in the Rambam on this, but that is the basic idea of what's the Havamina that Re'ia would be koine. Okay, fine. Oh. So says the Gemara, Tana ani matzatiya v'hada tana kula shili. Sorry. Umi matzah, I skipped. V'nisni kula shili v'lo ba'ina ani matzatiya. I tana kula shili ha'v'amina ba'alma dekani matzatiya v'ri'ya ba'alma. Just teach kula shili. Right, just teach kula shili, and then I wouldn't need, I don't need matzatiya. So I think that, no. If there's another Mishnah which says, matzatiya in the shas, that means ri'ya. Oh, now the Gemara is doiche, and here's where things get interesting. So now the Gemara is saying you can't say that it's chada katani. The whole hechatim to say this pshat in the Mishnah is that it's chada katani. But now the Gemara is saying there's clearly two bavas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about two cases. That's two bavas, right? So we're not talking about one thing over here. We're talking about two things. So now, what's the pesha hadava? Amara papa v'yitem roshimi barashi v'amrila kedi reishi b'metziah v'seifa b'mekach u'memka. One is talking about metziah and one is talking about mekach u'memka, which we'll see in the Gemara later. In other words, shnai morichs in batalis. And they're coming and they're saying that they found it and they picked it up together. That's the case of Ani Matzatiya. What's the case of Kula Shali? They were buying their talit from Mishkan Atchelet, right? And they both threw money at the Mocher, right? They both threw money at the Mocher and they took it together. And there's a suffix which one was Nitrat Seha Mocher, right? But they're walking in together holding the talit, right? Utsricha, right? Utsricha. Now, yeah, go on.
If you're learning two cases, right?
Yeah.
If you learn that way, then you lose the whole previous.
Yeah, so now Frekdan. So now how do I know that Re'iya Ba'alma is not koine? Mefa ani yodea, right?
Well, we can say that since the Havamina for Metzia is Re'iya Ba'alma is only Metzia, now that we have a Bobber Seira, now that we have two Bobbers and one's Metzia, one's Mechlomenke, and we're saying that the Halachas is Hanuha, we can say that there's no Havamina in Mechlomenke that Re'iya Ba'alma will be koine. So maybe we would be Nichlal. Metzia in Mechlomemcha and say that there's no
You're saying because now that we're looking at them as two bavas.
Yeah, one mekromenche. I mean, I've had a havamina that reabamas koina by mekromenche.
No, but I don't think you'd ever have a havamina like that. Because you've got a das acheres there. I don't know if that
exactly.
works.
Exactly. So now that metzia is nichlal in the same halachic parameters of mekromenche, then we lose that.
Saying because it's bedoyme. Because it's bedoyme. Ulai.
Tosa says there's
a
makor elsewhere in Gemara, right?
Oh, so here's the thing. Wait. So good, right? You're saying good, right? But let's just think this through. Zelo pashut, right? Let's think this through, right? So look at Tosa. Tosa asks a question. Bereiya ba'al makani va'afal gavde katani b'masnisein ra'as emetziya va'amra chavera tanali deloy kana bereiya. So Tosa asks a kasha. What do you mean? What's a havamina that re'iyah is koine? Right? The Mishnah Mefurish later that re'iyah is not koine. Says Tosa, no, because we have a Mishnah over here that says matzatia means re'iyah. So I'd be doicha the Mishnah. I'd be doicha the Mishnah. I would think to be doicha the Mishnah.
Rabbi, why can't we learn it as really chad katan? But the way it was formulated in this way means it was to teach us these two dinner.
But we're saying it's two bavas. No, but it's not. That's what the Gemara is saying. We are being chayzer from chadik. That's the whole pshat in the Gemara, right? It's not chad katani. It's two bavas. One is Metzia and one is Mekach HaMemka. Right? That's the whole kasha. Yeah? I don't think that's an option. Yeah? So Tosa says that you would be doicha the Mishnayos. So it says another kasha that seems somewhere in Shas that there is koine. Okay. Yeah. Here already, though, I thought that maybe you have an opportunity to try and answer this question. So it says, but etzem, we got Mishnayos later that say that Re'iyah isn't koine. We've got Mishnah today that say Re'iyah isn't koine. Elo what? I would be doicha them. Right? Why would I be doicha them? Because, so maybe, Re'iyah ba'al makani. Right? So maybe the only reason why I would be doicha them over there is because if I had a bava which said Matzasiyah, why is the Mishnah phrasing it like that? Why is that? If I had the Mishnah was coming to teach me Matzasiyah, right, so then I would think that the Mishnah is coming to tell me that Re'iyah ba'alma is koine. Right, that's why it says ani matzatia. Right, so I found it. So tell me that Re'iyah is koine. That creates a stira with the Mishnayos later. So I'll be doing for the Mishnayos. Right, I'll say that it means because he was megala daita. But now that I've got maskana in the Gemara, that the reason why it says matzatia is not because it's coming to teach me that Re'iyah is koine. Right, it's because it's going to be a tzricha. It wants to teach me a case of Metzia, and it also wants to teach me a case of Mekach HaMemcha, because there's a Trichasa, there was a reason for me to teach that. So that's the day why the Mishnah comes and says Metzatia. So now maybe I have no reason to be Doicha those Mishnayos. And now I can learn those Mishnayos Kipshuta that are telling me that Re'iyah isn't Koine, right? That's what I thought, you could say in Cheshbon. I think it's a good Cheshbon, yeah? Right. So again, yeah, simple cheshbon. So it says, but it's came up meforish in a Mishnah later that Re'iyah isn't koine. Yeah, but I'd be doicha the Mishnah. Where Tosis is saying that? He's saying that at the point where I would say that Re'iyah ba'al makani. Yeah, why? Because it's saying if we only taught Metzatia, right? So I think that Re'iyah is koine, right? Comes and teaches me Metzatia and Kula Sheli to tell me not like that. Once I have another reason to say why the Mishnah is telling me with the words Metzia, which in the Maskana of the Gemara, is because we have a reason, we have a specific reason, Klapi the Shvur, yeah, to tell me a case of Metzia, right? Because then there's a Moir Heta, which we'll see in a minute. As opposed to Mekach HaMemka, right? Where you think there's no Moir HaHeter, and I need to teach Mekach HaMemka, because there's a Moir HaHeter, there isn't a Metzatia. So now, that's why it says Metzatia. And now I have no reason to be Doicha the mission over there, right? I have no reason, so that's. I think that's a good Cheshbon. Okay, Vaita, right? But that's a Shailah Mismakesh Simshat, right? How do you know the Re'iyah isn't Koine? So I think, based on Tosas, that's the answer. Yeah? Okay. Now, let's have some fun, Rabbi Sai. Okay. Says the Gemara, Zeh v'zeh katani. Look at Rashi. Yeah. This is a important. This is a big Rashi. Says Rashi, Gabi mitzatia tana. Sorry. V'mecha v'memka. We're talking about two. We're talking about two cases. One in Metzia and one in Mecha Chumemka. Says Rashi. Can I see me up Poloini? V'dafka Mecha Chumemka Udamrin and Yachloika Beshua. The Ikalamei Mashneihem Kanua. The Beshneihem Nisratze Hamoiche. Aval, that comes Rashi and says, Aval Zelme Ania Raktia, Vazelme Ania Raktia, Lo Yachloku. The Vadai Chadminaihu, Ramaihu, Vitiamunahas Ashiava Eliyahu. Now, where's Rashi coming from? Right, we'll see also the Tosfos on Amud Beis, he also starts getting involved in what would be the din in Ani Arachtiyah. Right? So now, why is it that Rashi suddenly wants to know, oh, by the way, what's with Ani Arachtiyah? Why is he bothered by that? So Rebbe Kivega deals with this. And he says, we've got two babas, Zeh Makula Sheli, Zeh Makula Sheli. Right? Rashi's bothered by, why did the Gemara say, Metziah and Mekach Umemcha? Go for Ani Arachtiyah. It's also Kula Sheli, Ani Arachtiyah. Right? Yeah, why do you go for Mecha Chumemka? Right? Say Kula Sheli means Ani Arachtiyah. Right? Rabbi Kivega, where Rabbi Kivega is coming from is he says, and Be'etzem, you'll have a Maila. Why will you have a Maila? Because by Mecha Chumemka there's a Moira Heta, which we'll see in the Gemara later. By Ani Arachtiyah there's no Moira Heta over here. Right? Yeah, he's a Ramai. Right? Yeah? So if you say over there that you're Cholek B'Shvuah, so Kol Shekain, this is Rabbi Kivega's Heshbon, if we spoke Ani Arachtiyah, right, then I would say, even when there's Ani Arachtiyah, there's a Vaday Ramai, right, where there's no Moira Heta. What's your Moira Heta? You're saying that your mamash took it from his Rashud, it was his, it wasn't from a Sharp or any of this sort of stuff, all of the Tzirim that we have in the Gemara. There's zero Moira Heta, right, in a case of Ani Arachtiyah. Right? There's a Vaday Ramai. So if we would say that the case of Kula Sheli is a case of Ani Arachtiyah, and still the din would be Cholkin B'Shvuah, right? That would be Cholkin B'Shvuah. So Kol Shekain, the case of Mekach Umemka, when there's a Moira Heta, you'd say Cholkin B'Shvuah. Right? That's Rabbi Kivega's sentence. It says, Memela, Rashi's building from here, that you know why the Gemara went to Mekach Umemka? Because by Ani Arachtiyah, the din is not Cholkin B'Shvuah. Right? It's not Cholkin B'Shvuah. I mean, Mele, you wouldn't be able to make that cheshbon. You can't teach Ani Arachtiyah and I'll know Mekach Umemka because it's not true. The din by Ani Arachtiyah is not Yachloku. What is it? Yehe Munach HaTshiyavu Eliyahu. Right? Okay? That's why... Chakeh Motek Lat Leat. Right? Yeah? Okay, so now. That's where Rashi gets this from. Okay, so now. There's a lot behind this Rashi, Rabbi Isai. Right? We've been waiting for this Rashi. Now let's just go back to our to the beginning of Zman, when we were talking about the Machloikis, Tosfos, and the Rosh, right, and the Rival. Three-way Machloikis on what is the Chalukah of our Mishnah based on. Right? So we had Tosfos that says that the Chalukah is based on the Muchzakus and it's a Vada, it's a Anan Sahadi. We had the Rosh that says that it's also based on the Muchzakus, but the Muchzakus is a Chalukah Misafik. It's not a Chalukah Bavadai. We also had the Shitas HaRiva. The Shitas HaRiva in Bava Basra. The Shitas HaRiva in Bava Basra was quite complex. Because the Riva, if you remember, let's just do a bit of Chazara. The Riva rejects Tosfos and the Rosh completely and says the Chalukah of our Mishnah is not based on the fact that they're Muchzakim. That's incorrect. What is his big raya? What is the raya that it's not based on the Muchzakas? Because of Mana Shlishi, the Gemara says, is in Lomdus, is the same thing as the Chalukah of our Mishnah. And the Riva says over there, do not tell me they're Muchzakim over there. It's in a third party's hands, right? And we added, remember we had to say this whole Knechin the Run to understand how on earth, in the case of Mana Shlishi, you would say that they're both Muchzak on the Mana Shlishi. How is that even Shaykh? We had to say a whole, complex Shtikul Torah in the Run to make that make sense. The Riva says, Zelo Nachon. It's not true. By Mana Shlishi, they are not Muchzakim. It's in a third party, and that third party is only holding it for one of them, and therefore there's no Muchzakas over here. Aye. So why does the Mishnah say, Be'etzem, the din should be Yachloku, right? Says the Riva, because the din of our Mishnah is nothing to do with the Muchzakas. Nothing to do with it. Whenever you have money, Mamun Hamutu B'Safek, Cholkin. That is the Halacha, right? This is the same thing Our Mishnah, the Chalukah of our Mishnah, is b'yisaydai, the same thing as the din of Sumchus. Any mammon that is mutar b'safek, whether it comes from Tainas or because it's what Tosfos calls a drara d'mamayna, it's a safek b'etzem. L'maisa, we've got money that right now that it's unclear where its destination should be. The din is yachloiku. The din is yachloiku. Ela imken, says the Riva, unless you have a vaday ramai. Right. If you have a vaday ramai, then we don't say yachloiku. We say kol da'alim gva. Yeah, we say kol da'alim gva. That's the case of arbe. Right. That's what the Riva said. Yeah. Do you remember that, Rabbi Say? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yesh ksat sheiriot kol ha'cheshbon hazeh ba moach. Yeah. That's what he said. Aye. What about manashlishi? Why don't we say kol da'alim gva? Right. It's a ze. It's a vaday ramai. Says the Riva, because of the Fida Maskon of Bava Basra that we hold, itafsinan lo mafkinan, right? And because it's in a third party, we don't give it out, right? That was the cheshbon of the Riva. Yeah? Okay? Remember? Yeah? Come on. Give me a nod, please. Yeah? Okay, fine. Okay, good. All right. Yeah, here, let's be Litvish and you know. Yeah? You want to know what the biggest schus that you can have coming into Rosh Hashanah? You can say that to Eibishter, I know the Shitas HaRivah, right? And then you're going to get through, right? Okay. So anyway, fine. Okay, good. So now, says the Rivah. Now the Rivah got a bit complicated at the end because the Rivah says, if you remember, at the end of the Tosin in Bava Basra, he asked the Shaila. He basically is bothered by a very simple question, right? What about Shnai Madukim Bishtar? What about the case of Shnai Madukim Bishtar? Shnai Madukim Bishtar is a case in the Gemara later that we'll have, Bezod Hashem, Haba'a Aleinu Litova, right? Two people come in with a shtar, kula shali, right? And what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Yachloiku. Fake the Riva, it's Vaday Ramai. Someone's definitely lying. You either paid the loan, or you didn't pay the loan. Either the Malva's lying, or the Lova's lying, or they could be both lying. Maybe he paid half, right? Yeah? That's why we say split, because Yachloiku, 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 right? Yeah? Because it could be that he paid half. But there's definitely a ramai over here. Yesh po vaday ramai. Yeah? Someone's lying. Yeah? You know what you paid. Yeah? Either you paid or you didn't pay. Or you paid half. As mishupom shakir. Yeah? Right? So now. So ask the Riva. The by shraim adukim b'shtar, lefi ha'cheshbon sheli, right? It should be, yehei monach ha'chiyavo Eliyahu. Right? Like man shlishi. Right? But why not? Says the Riva, Mikan Lamadnu Yisod, says the Riva. That when they're Oichzim, even when there's a Vaday Ramai, then you split. What is the Havana in the Riva? What's the Havana in the Riva? So we wanted to say it's a mistake. Right? We wanted to say it's a mistake to think that the Riva says there's two dinim in Chalukah. There's Chalukah of Mamun Mutaba Safek, but if they're Oichzim, then there's a Chalukah because of the Oichzim. Right? It's like his Moida B'Miksas, right, to Tosfos and the Rosh. That's not pshat in the. In the Riva. The Riva goes like this. Yeah, the Riva learns that Ma'ana Mutaba Safek is a psak based in. We say Yachloiku. There is a Safek where this Maman should go. Right. So the halacha is Yachloiku. We say Kachatzi Kachatzi. That's the fair thing to do. Right. Why is it that when it's a Vaday Ramai we won't say Yachloiku? Because we, based in, are not going to award someone money when we know that there's something fishy going on over here. We know someone is lying over here, right? So, Mela, I'm not going to pass in Yachloiku, but I'm based in Noten, Lemishush, and Yodea, Shilba, Vaday Ramai. I'm not going to give him money. That's, we don't do that. So, Elowa, what do you say? You say, Kol Dalim Gva. You say, Kol Dalim Gva. That's the function of Kol Dalim Gva. It's maybe going to be Makar Vela Emes, right? Or if I can't do Kol Dalim Gva because. Because tafsin, yeah, or tafsin alo mafkinan. Oh, I don't even, no, but not, I can't do kol da'alim gva. But if, in the case of mana shlishi, if it's already out of play, then lo mafkinan, right? But that's the lomdus. Now, says the Riva the following thing, though. Let's say they're oiches already. They have a mechzakus on numani. Right? So then, we'll say yachloiku. We'll go with the psak yachloiku. What's the havonah? Not because now the muhzak is dictating to us and it's a different split. It's still called mamon hamutar b'safek holkin. In lomdus, it's the same pshat. But elowah, you've removed the problem. We're not giving him money. He's already holding on to the money. They've both got a muhzakus. We're the basin, we're not giving you money, right? If, even though there's a Vaday Ramay over here, the Be'etzem, the starting position is Maman Umav Basafik Cholkin. That's the Psak, right? Yeah, that is the Psak. Whenever you have a Safik Maman, you split, right? Elowot, we don't want that Basin should give a Ramay money. So it's a Vaday Ramay, we don't do that. But if he's already got the money, it's another Ashab Basin, not Tenlo, he's got him of Zakas. Adarabba, the Basin now has to take it away from him. That we don't need to do. We can stick with the Psak of Maman Umav Basafik Cholkin. Right, yeah, that's what we wanted to say. Pshat in the Riva.
Well, the Riva hold in our case that then there's not.
What's our case?
Hey, let's say Shlomo from Talis.
Yeah.
Does he hold his muchzakas there or doesn't hold his muchzakas
there? There is a muchzakas there, right? But that's not the reason for the chalukah. That's not the reason for. I would say cholkin even if there wasn't a muchzakas. Right? Yeah. Okay. Good. Oh, now. Yeah, that was a chazara of the Riva. So ani shoelot harabotai. Right, and here is where the plot thickens. What is Rashi? What is Shitas Rashi in terms of the Chalukah of our Mishnah? Rashi is mefurish on Daf Chesed. He's like the Riva. Right, says Rashi. Now, if we're ever going to see it, it's now. Right, yeah. Rashi on Daf Chesed says in Mishnah Yaseira. Right, we saw this Gemara. You should have seen this Gemara already by now because we referenced this Gemara. Amrin Avin Atziyah Mishum Hachi Amrin and Yachloku De Amrin and Shnayim Hagbuah. Vavale Kol Echad Magbiah Matziyah Lo Velechaveri Vekani Vekani. Now it says Magbiah Matziyah Chaveri is Koine. The Imishum De Lo Yadin and Haimin Ayo Meshake. Vavale Maman Hamut Abasafek Vecholkin Beshvua. Mishum Shelo Yeh Kol Echad Vechad Holech Vetokef. Kad Amrin and Veel Ha Shamin Alei Mereisha. Says Rashi. Maybe you'll tell me the reason for the chalukah in the sefer is because haray mamon amud basafek cholkin and we split with a shvua. That's called sumchus, yeah, right. But no, we don't. That's not true. That's not pshat because we know that from the reisha. Elo, it's a raya magbiyam atziyah chaver kana chaver. Rashi shtels the reisha, our mishnah is mamon amud basafek cholkin. Rashi learns like the riva. Okay, so now rabotai. So Rashi learns that the chalukah of our mishnah is not based on the muchzakus. Right, like the Riva. So let's ask ourselves a question: what would the Riva hold in a case of Zelme Ani Araktia veZelme Ani Araktia? Right? Don't think Rashi. What would before you saw Rashi? What would the Riva say? Cholkin. Why? Because they're Muchzakin. Right? Either Vaday Ramay. Right? But like we just explained, once they're holding on to it, we have no problem with doing the Chalukah. Rashi over here says not like the Riva. Right? He says here the din is the munachat shavu Eliyahu, but zeh anochnu roim sheish machloikis bein Rashi ve'Ariva, right? Yeah, okay. So now, but what's the machloikis over here, right? Okay, where's the machloikis? Well, what is the in vos gate the machloikis? Yeah, all right. The cheshbon's good. A cheshbon said it. Rav Tzvi, what was this?
Why Rashi on Chesk isn't going based on
machzakas? No. He says that it's mamun hamutu basafik. He says mamun was there got nothing to do with machzakas. Right, that's sumchus words, right? It's not because mom and hamut are suffering, right? Okay, all right. So yeah, that's like the river. That's like the river, right? Okay, so that's the pshat. Okay, so now, what's the shorish of this machloikis? So now, I wanted to say a yisoid over here, which is a big yisoid, which. I'm going to say it in an extreme way, and I'm going to show you that I discovered something in Reb Nochum, which means that I have to tame down the vote a little bit. It's not completely true, right? But we have to mellow the vote a little bit, right? Yeah, okay. But I think this is still there's your side over here, right? The reason why Rashi argues on the Riva is the following thing. Rashi learns. So here's what I'll tell you what I wanted to say. And this is too sharp. What I'm saying to you now is too sharp, but I'm still going to say it to break the ears, right? So then we can appreciate what is going to be the MS, right? Yeah? Okay? I thought we could build your side over here. Rashi learns, the reason why Rashi learns that you still say, Yehei Munach HaTshiyavu Eliyahu is because Rashi holds, yes, the Muchzakas is, the Chalukah is built on... It's not built on the fact that they're muchzakim, right? It's not built on that. It's mamon hamut basafek cholkin. Why? Why does Rashi learn like that? Why does Rashi learn that our Mishnah, the chalukah of our Mishnah, even though they're both holding it, right, is based on why not hold like Tosfos? There's a muchzakis over here, right? Why not hold like that? Right? So L'chaira, I want to say that Rashi learns, here's the Nakuda. When two people are holding it and they're claiming, each one is claiming that it's mine, there is no muchzakus. In as much as you're a muchzak, I have a muchzak going the other way, right? I have a machloikus in muchzakus over here. So where am I? I'm back to square one. Muchzakus is ze barur etzlecha or ze barur etzlecha. It's not barur etzlecha af echad. So where am I? You know, I go plus one, minus one, I get back to zero. Right? Yeah. Rashi learns that when I have two people pulling on each end, I say this one's claiming muchzakus, this one's claiming muchzakus. We have no idea. It's a suffix. It's not like there's a morakama that's an established muchzakus already, and now there's a suffix. So I say pashtus by the morakama. Here we're dealing with a metziah. It was hefka, right? I have no idea where this muchzakus is. So what's the maole sachakol? Avachad muchzak, right? No one's muchzak over here. Memela maole mutab suffix cholkin. Right, ani araktia. Yesh po bevadai ramai. Yeah, in a case that there's a vadai ramai, like in the case of shtar. Now, if the Rashi holds, not like the Riva, and says that when they're both holding, no one's a muhzak, right? So then I lose the teretz of the Riva. The Riva says, why when they're holding it, will we now say yachloku? Because now, the base is not giving him the money, right? We're just allowing him to keep it by him. But according to Rashi, if no one's a muhzak, so you're vita giving them the money. So what, they're holding it? Ata ochez, in din, this achita amounts to nothing. It just happens to be in your hand. We're still awarding you with the psak of yachloku money, and we know that there's a vada ramai here. So we're not going to do it. So a male Rashi holds, what's the din? The din is, yehemunach hachiyavu Eliyahu. Right, yeah, okay?
How's your name, Shtar?
Oh, so wait, I'm going to come back to Shtar, right? Look, I'm going to come back to Shtar, but I want to come back to that after, right? So that sounds very good. There's maybe a diuk like this on Rashi, that to say it like this on Basil. Basil will have to bear it in mind. There's one problem with this. The rabbis, you hear the vort, right? This is where the yisod of the machlokes would be. Rashi holds that if they're both holding it and there's equal pulling on each side, right? And I've got no hachra. En leze bo koach yoter mize. Right? So then no one's a muhzuk, right? Yeah, no, I can deal with that, but I've got a much bigger problem than that, right? Yeah? Yeah? So now, I know what you're asking, yeah? But I've got a bigger problem, yeah? With the rush bits, I can deal with that. But here's the problem, Rabotai. Here's the problem. The problem is if Rashi holds, and this is not, I saw this in Rav Nochum, good. It's like, you know, when you like, you know, like, you know, you think you've got something good and then, you know, just, you know, deflate with the, you know, pin and the balloon. If, right, yeah? So Rav Nochum has a good taina. So he says like this, what's pshat, why isn't it called darling var then? What's the difference between zeh aktia vezeh aktia and arbe? If we're saying in Shitas Rashi that when two people are holding it, no one's a muhzak, en po muhzakut bichlal, right? So then that's arbe. There's no nafkamina whether they're holding or whether they're not holding it, right? What's the din by arbe? Kol dalim gvar. So over here is it yehei munach hachiyavu aliyav. What's the difference, right? Zebaya. Yeah.
One's in
beistah. Right?
One's in beistah.
So?
You can't say kol dalim gvar.
Why not?
Kol dalim gvar means whoever's going to get the first kind of thing. Whoever's going to front, you right?
What, because this is happened to in beistah? The beistah will tell you, kol dalim gvar.
Maybe the
chaylet
is
in
basically because
they're saying kind of law that we don't want to award the outs. What do you mean? There's a vada ramai. There's a
ramai by Nirakdiha. Yeah. So if the chaylet,
like, by
harbor,
I guess
the
guy said it's in the
sitma,
whatever it is, the boat from the harbor.
Yeah.
But the argument about it, so the
argument will
say,
call
darling
gva. Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? I don't understand, you're coming in, so bring the referee, call Dalingval, we'll take you to the back room of the basin where we have a you know, an octagon, and yalla, let's go. What's the problem?
It takes away the call Dalingval, meaning there's no turkey involved. The whole point is that the Ramai isn't going to do it. Red Ramai isn't going to...
Oh, you're fine! That's the whole point of Kol Dalim Gvar. Either Barayas or the guy that's going to get... He's going to overpower you because he feels that he's right. So you're already halfway in the match. All I've got to do is just... You're already there. Right?
You know? That's the whole
Woo!
Thing.
Yeah, you're already halfway. I don't understand. Maybe I'm missing something. Am I missing something? Right? I don't understand. Yeah, right? Yeah, let them fight it out. Yeah? Let them fight it out.
Isn't that the whole problem? You're halfway in the match. The match hasn't worked.
You're saying, it's like twice it's a draw already. Yeah, right? Yeah. They're already fighting in the street. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Look, this is not my time. It's from Nochem's time now. Yeah, I think it's look, you definitely have to deal with this. What is the difference? Right? Reb Nochem wants to build from here. Mikan, you have to say that Rashi holds there is some level of muchzakus. But how are we going to deal with it? It's definitely more. It's al derech the rosh. And what I mean by al derech the rosh, not like Tosfos. Zevadailo, right? Yeah. Rashi, even if there is a level, we saw, if you remember, at the beginning of the we brought this awkward Trumas Hadeshin that he wanted to say that when we're in a matzav like this, when you have, you know, two people pulling, even though they're both muchzakim, but this is a very weak muchzakus, because your muchzakus is challenged be'etzem, right? Because there is somebody else on this chayfetz which is just as powerful as you, right? It's just as powerful as you. So that's a very, very weak muchzakus. If you remember, the Trumas Hadeshin had a nafkam in it. He would say that maybe Bari Vashema, Bari Adif, you would say Bari Vashema, Bari Adif on a muchzakus like this. Even though we never normally say Bari Vashema, Bari Adif, negative muchzakus. But this muchzakus, hakam that it is a level of muchzakus, but it's a very weak level of muchzakus because there's somebody else holding on to it, right? There's no morakama, and it's a matzav of safek, right? Yeah? So the chayra, what we have to do though is we have to say that Rashi will learn ke'enze, similar to this idea. Yes, there is a muchzakus, right? But it's a very weak muchzakus. What does that muchzakus do? It prevents us from saying kol da'alim gvar now, like the rosh, right? So now I'm in a pickle, right? If it's like a matzav of arbe, so then I'll say kol da'alim gvar. But when you're both holding it, so now what's going to be the din? I've got a vaday ramai. I don't want to say, I can't say chalukka because here's the vote, and here's where the awkward point in Rashi is. Here's where, if you're following, this is where you're going to attack me, right? On the one hand, I'm saying that we don't want to say achloika over here because then it's still mugda that the based in are giving you the money because you're not a full muchzuk because your muchzukus is very weak. It's very shaky. So when the based in paskins yachloika, it's now saying shalcha, right? And we don't want to do that when there's a vaday ramai, right? But masha'en kein, but on the other hand, we can't take it away from you because haray yesh lecha po mashahu, right? So ela what? So what do we say? We say kol da'alim gva. By arbe, right? That's the awkward point, right? Yeah. By arbe, arbe, where no one's holding it, and we know there's a vada rabbi, kol da'alim gva, yalla, embaya, right? But over here, because Rashi holds they are holding it, there's some level of weak muchzakus that prevents us from saying kol da'alim gva. We're not allowed to take it away, like the Rosh. However, I'm still not going to agree with the Riva and say that, oh, now, embayad, nagid yachloku. Because seeing as his muchzakus is very shaky, it could fall bekalut. When I paskin yachloku, when the basin paskin, I'm cementing it into his rishus, right? Al yidei psak. And that I don't want to do because I know there's a vadei ramai. So yotel tov lasot yehei monach. Now, right, that is how I think where Rashi is right now. Comes Ibn and asks, yeah, aber was mit Shtar? Yeah, that means, what about the case of Shtar? What was the Rivaz Raya? What was the Rivaz Raya to say that even when they're both holding it, you split? Even when they're both holding it, and we know there's a vada rama, you split. Says shtar, shnayim adukim b'shtar. You say yachroku. So lezeh matzanu Rashba nifla. Yeah, we could answer for Rashi. We could say that Rashi maybe holds like the Rashba. The Rashba says, why is it that we do by shnayim adukim b'shtar? Why do we say yachroku? Why do we say yoyem monach like manashrishi? Take the Rashba. Yeah, what does the Rashba say? We're dealing with a shtar. You can't do yoyem monach. Yoyem monach makes no sense. Let's think about it. We're dealing with a shtar v'halva. Yeah, that means we all agree that the loiver borrowed £100 from the malver. That we know that happened. The question is, did he pay him back or not? Yeah, and the thing is totally on the shtar. If the shtar is in the rishus of the loiver, we say he's paid back and he doesn't have to pay. Yeah, if we say that the shtar is in the rishus of malver, so then the loiver is going to have to pay. So says the Rosh. It says the Rashba, if you say Yehemunach Hashiav Eliyahu, you've just made the Lover win. You might as well just say, love, who does he care whether it's, as long as he doesn't have to pay, so he doesn't have to pay, right? It makes no sense to do, yeah, hey, munach over here.
No,
it does, right? It does, because now I've got a problem, right? I don't have anything at my disposal. What am I supposed to do over here, right? Yeah. If I say, yeah, we're dealing with a shtar over here. If I say, yeah, hey, munach on the shtar, so the loiver wins, right? And if I don't say Yehei Munach, right? And if I give it to what is it? He has another cheshbon. Another. What's the other side? He says if I do something else, yeah. But there's nothing to do over here, right? It makes no sense to say Yehei Munach. Yehei Munach is by default just giving it to the lover. Right? And, oh, that's it. Yeah, that's also it. Then he says and if I take the money, let's say I take the whole money. So say okay, I can't do Yehei Munach on the shah. Take the whole money, right? Take it, right? Do your Yehei Munach and take the money, right? That means the lover loses completely. What does the lover care whether you had to pay the malva or the beddin? Machbat lo, he loses money. There is no Yehei Munach option over here, right? There's no Yehei Munach. It's not like mana shlishi, where the money in question, now we both lose, right? No. Whatever happens, you're either giving it all to the lover or you're taking it all away from the lover. So here, the only fair thing to do is to split, right? So maybe that's what Rashi holds over here. Here you're right. Enachanami to b'di'evid matzav. We don't like to do yachloku. Aval enetza po. Right. So that lachor will be shitas Rashi. I wanted to do now just to finish. I wanted to do the srichases. The marahetas. Yeah, I wanted to do the marahetas. So I just want. Enzman, right? Okay, all right. Yeah, Enzman, right? Okay. So if I do this now, it's going to go on for at least 15 minutes. Everyone's going to get upset with me, right? Okay. I'll just be magda to you one thing, right? There's a shayla here in the Rishonim. I just tell you, there's a shayla in the Rishonim over here, on like this. The Gemara says, why do I need to think? What's the tzricha? The itan metzia have a mina metzia who the Rama Rabban and Shavuah leh. Meshum demari v'amachavrai lav midi chaser. Veiz vetus v'agvil b'hadei. So, Emelo? Okay. Vitana Mekach Memka. Who do Rami? And if I talk money, I'd say that. That's when we put a shvu on him. Because he says, Anna Demeka Yahavna. And I Tricha Ladidi, Ashkela Anna, Bechavrai Lazi, Batach, Velazaman, Messiah, the Lake, Lame Mahaki, Emelo, Tricha. Okay, Yafe. So now, Roshan will ask a kasha over here. Right? The Gemara says later, what is this shvu for? What is the Shavuah of our Mishnah for? It says, "Shelo yelech kol echad v'tokef talito shel chavero." That's what it says. Right? That's why, "Ve'am ha'shalihu." Right? So ask the Gemara. So okay, fine. So what's with all these marahetas? It's a stira between the Gemaras. Right? Is the Shavuah of the Mishnah because "Shelo yelech kol echad v'tokef talito shel chavero," or is it because of the marahetas? Right? What's the reason for the Shavuah of the Mishnah? Right? There's a summer shayinim that say enachanami. Right, it's a stira in the Gemaras. Achloikas asugias. Now,
did we fall off? Or did
what?
Did we fall off or
no. We don't fall off the marahetim. We say there's a marahet in both cases. Yeah, we say there's a marahet in both cases. Now, for those of you that are being misbinding, if you learn through Tosfos and the Tosfos Arosh carefully on how they explain what the shakl b'tayr of the Gemaras is, then you'll have an answer to this question. And you don't have to say it's a machloikas asugis, right? You won't have to say it's a machloikas asugis. And adarabba, right? Okay, look. If you learn through the Tosfos carefully, I'm not going to do it now, it will take me at least 20 minutes, right? Yeah. If you learn through the Tosfos carefully, you'll see that Tosfos was also bothered by this kasha that Rashi was bothered by. Why, when we said Kurashim, why didn't we go to Ani Araktia? And the way that Tosfos learns what the marahetas were, he has a different answer why the Gemara didn't say Ani Araktia, which obviously he's not going to say like Rashi, because Tosfos learns that Ani Araktia, the din would taka be yachloka b'shvur, like by shtar, right? Yeah. So, and what? The reason why we didn't say Ani Araktia is because of his cheshbon neshitosa and how he learns the shvurs, right? I'm just giving you Rashi prakim, right? Dovel is gadaboy, and those that want to say a chabura, right? Lichvod yom hadin, right? So you say a chabura on there. There's like nice geshmak a cheshbonis to make over there. Okay. Now, Rabbosai, yom hadin is coming, right? Tomorrow. It's a yom of tefillah. It's a yom of bakasha to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. A really serious day of avoda, and you know, you're all bnei Torah. You're all here learning, right? And you're being moisa nefesh for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. you know, we're going to Be'ezrat Hashem tonight. We're going to do a part two of the shiur that we were discussing over there. I'm going to go through Musaf and also want to explain what the din of Rosh Hashanah is, right? What are you being judged on? What is Ba'asher Husham? What is the Avodah Sayyom? I want to try and explain all that tonight for anyone that wants to come, right? But I just want to say one thing to you, Rabbi Isai, right? You know, you're Makadish your time to learning Torah, right? You're Makadish your time to, you know, Avodah Hashem. Serious amounts of your time and your energy and your day to avoid this Hashem. Avada, that's a big schus. Avada, that's a big schus. But don't, Rabbi Isai, fall into the trap of thinking, ah, ani kvar beseder, ani tzaddik, ani magia la BBM, right? Hakol mitzuyan, right? I'm learning. I just, you know, you're going to waltz through the Yom Adin. It doesn't work like that, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, is judging all of us. And the nekuda that you need to be able to present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that, what am I going to? How am I going to up my game over the next year? Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want another year of life from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't want coasting. This he doesn't want. Coasting, yalla, so there's no point being here. We'll just take you to Gan Eden, right? And you'll enjoy everything that you've done right now. Because if you're coasting, then the only trajectory is potentially down, right? So it's a lot fair, right? It's like, you know, what's the point, right? You know, you might as well just go, you're not going to get more mitzvahs, you're not going to get more schar, so you might as well just go up now and enjoy what you have. No. We have to always push weiter, right? And you're bnei aliyah. So, you know, we've got a day, Be'etzem, so the Yom Adin. Be mispoinen. Come, be able to present yourself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and explain to him, you know, why? What are your goals? How do you want to up your game? How do you want to improve? How do you want to become a better Jew, a better Oved Hashem? And my bracha to you, my tefillah for all of you, is that you all should have a ketiva v'chatima tova. You should have all of the brachot, kol ha'yishuot, yaneh HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishalot libecha l'tova for you and all your families. Bezor Hashem, nizkeh l'shana tova u'metuka. Okay, shkoyech.